Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Appreciate you joining us. Top of the hour, we will do the 8 at 8, the Ocho. We'll do that. Big thanks to Ross Tucker for joining us on the program. Seth, I'm going to let you set this up. We've not heard from Josh Allen, at least down here we've not.
I went and I watched, I think it was about 25 minutes of a Josh Allen press conference in which he was asked no fewer than 9 questions directly about Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
He talked a lot about it. I had to, this took forever for me to cut these down to like chunks that we really care about here in Houston. But I think he did shed some light, I think, on maybe like how the relationship was in Buffalo and then maybe how it might be different in Houston. But this was Josh Allen, just first question out of the bat, his feelings about the trade of Stephon Diggs.
Definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been very instrumental in our success here over the last 4 years. And again, I can't thank him enough for when he came in and how hard he worked and what he taught me along the years. And obviously, I wish we can keep everybody. We've made a lot of changes this offseason, lost a lot of veteran leadership, Steph being one of them. I guess that's the nature of the business. And going into year 7 now, it's just kind of is what it is.
That's a little disingenuous for him to group Stephon Diggs with guys like Jordan Poyer and Mitch Morse and guys who were clear cap casualties the whole week. Well, you can't keep everybody, you know?
I guess maybe it's disingenuous, but I do think that the reality of the situation is in Buffalo that this is a reset year for him. Like, they lost multiple guys out of their backfield. They might get Micah Hyde back if he decides to play. I don't know. The center that Josh has had forever. And then, yeah, Stephon Diggs is the most notable amongst them. But it was going to be a reset year whether Stephon Diggs was there or not. And I think what everybody in Buffalo acknowledged was, well, if Steph is disgruntled now, after a reset year and 1 year older, it's not going to be any prettier and it's not going to be any better. So I think it was a matter of just like, yeah, we got to it is what it is. You got to rip the Band-Aid off now.
Yeah, that's it. If they weren't winning this year, that would have been, because that's the one thing they've done consistently since Stephon Diggs got there is they have won. As Ross Tucker pointed out, dude, you've been on a good team, you know. And to me, it's always been about he's not getting the ball enough.
This next one was they asked about whether he had spoken to Diggs since the trade, and it made me a little bit jealous.
Have you spoke with Steph since the move was made?
Yeah, I shared a text with him and got one back and just thanking him for everything that he did for me and always have a spot in my heart for him. And I always love that guy like a brother and, wish him nothing but the best.
Okay, but the answer's no.
Yeah, unlike Houstonians, what's that?
He hadn't spoken with him. He texted him.
Oh, yeah, he texted him. Well, yeah, but unlike Houstonians, he hasn't, he's had some kind of communication with Stephon Diggs.
That's true.
He got a text back from Stephon Diggs. Other than that, we haven't, I'd like to see a Stephon Diggs appearance in Houston at some point.
That is a good point. That's why you're jealous. I like that. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. What else we got from Josh Allen here?
Okay, so this was a good one. This one, again, will speak, I think, a little bit to the better version of Stephon Diggs. He was asked about what he had learned from Stephon Diggs.
What would you say are some of the things that you learned from his time here with you?
Well, again, I think the concepts that we were able to put in, the concepts that we were able to run with him, his mentality, the way that he attacked each and every practice, it was very infectious, especially for the young guys seeing that. So that's what I would say.
That part there, the infectious mentality, the way he attacks practice, like the way that Stephon Diggs is painted is like so many guys that maybe are too, their emotions are a little too raw and out there at times, but it's always because they're such competitors. And we were just talking with Ross Tucker about how he doesn't like it when you excuse any kind of behavior by saying, well, this guy's just such a competitor.
Yeah, where are you on that?
I think the fiery is awesome. I think with Stephon Diggs, a lot of it is even the sideline blowups. Okay, that's going to happen at times with diva wide receivers, I suppose. Ideally, you could just handle it differently than that. But more than anything, it's the cryptic tweeting. The tweeting is what drives me insane because it's so unnecessary and it's so much about somebody who's sitting at home selfishly thinking about themselves that decides to pour gasoline on a fire.
Yep.
Like out of nowhere, the other people in the organization just sitting minding their own business, watching something on Netflix or something. Meanwhile, Stephon Diggs sitting at home decides to let out a cryptic tweet.
Yeah.
Like that's where all of a sudden, whatever disputes you're having have an audience and it gives them all kinds of oxygen and air. I hope that he just at least abandons that strategy for the next 9 months.
Yeah. He's been tweeting since he became a Texan, but it's been like 95% about food.
We can
live with that. We can live with food tweets. It's just the cryptic emojis or rap lyrics and things like that.
These next two are ones that I think maybe you should optimistically look at it as like, well, okay, well, it's going to be different with CJ. This is Josh Allen asked about managing relations, what he learned about managing relationships from his time with Stephon Diggs.
I feel like I'm one of the guys, and sometimes I have to remind myself that, you're looked at a little bit differently. Guys are relying on you a little bit more and understanding that. And but trusting coaching staff, trusting your teammates around you, and having that type of humility where it's like you're able to say when and where you're wrong. And I think that's, what we've learned over the last few years, not just with him, but with other receivers and with other players as well. It's everybody's got a different type of relationships. Everybody has something different that makes them tick.
And this is something where I think that the two different maybe kind of the trajectories of the upbringing of these two quarterbacks, I would say, is I think CJ Stroud arrived as a rookie, a much more polished leader and with a much greater understanding of exactly what his responsibilities were and how important it was to do all those things that Josh Allen was just talking about. Those are things that Josh Allen has learned on the job over the last several years. And I think there is a little bit, there probably always was a little bit of a big brother, little brother relationship there with Stephon Diggs versus Josh Allen. And now where he's got to learn to act like a man, basically. It's going to create tension and a rift, perhaps, where it's just not the situation with CJ Stroud. He was already a lot more polished in that regard when he showed up.
I think there's a good chance that CJ Stroud, even though he came into the league 5 years after Josh Allen, was much more polished at working with elite wide receivers and their quirks and mentality than Josh Allen ever was. Josh Allen went to Wyoming, came to Buffalo. Stephon Diggs is probably the first wide receiver wired like an elite wide receiver that Josh Allen has ever been on the same team with at any level. CJ Stroud played 2 years. CJ Stroud played 2 years at Ohio State with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Marvin Harrison Jr., Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave. And I'm not saying any of these guys are necessarily Stephon Diggs when it comes to the mercurial part of it, but they probably do. I mean, across those four guys and maybe anybody else who's on the team there, he's operating with elite guys that want the football like really, really badly. Chances are CJ has had to manage at times relationships with those types of wide receivers, so he's at least got experience on that level.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The last one here wasn't a question directly about Stephon Diggs, but I think this one really illustrates the difference between Josh Allen and where he is in his development as a quarterback versus C.J. Stroud, who is way more advanced in a lot of ways than Josh Allen. And I think this right here might be the seed of a lot of the issues that Josh Allen was starting to have with Stephon Diggs and vice versa. This is him being asked about how Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, how this offense is going to be different now that he's had a little bit of exposure and goes into a full offseason learning Joe Brady's offense.
Why weren't we doing this before? You know, even going back to my first years here, it's like there's certain concepts where, like, you know, I was so adamant on this one guy, and if it didn't work out, it was like, all right, go make something happen with your legs, and hopefully get into a spot now where it's like, all right, if this guy's not here, that means this backer's taken away. There should be a window right behind him here for something else coming in. So little things like that. I'm looking very forward to it, and excited about it.
Big bet on Joe Brady, man. It's a big bet on Joe Brady right there.
Yeah.
Well, Buffalo.
And honestly, that's what it looked like last year when Joe Brady took over. They started spreading the ball around more, and they were very much, you could tell, trying to get Josh Allen to a place where it didn't have to be hero ball all the time.
Right.
And that meant, and I think what happens sometimes where, as he's learning how to play that way, it wasn't super efficient. It's like, you know, I like the rental car analogy. Like, you'd be an awesome driver, but when you get into a rental car, all of a sudden, like, you're trying to figure out how to use the adaptive cruise, but also, like, just how to turn the lights on all that other stuff. That's how Josh Allen was playing it, and it was effective. They were scoring more points, and they were winning games, but it was still a little bit clunky. It's just that I think Josh Allen is that talented that they could do it. But in doing so, I think that's where Stephon Diggs probably started getting really frustrated was – it was that it wasn't just that he wasn't getting the ball as much as that when he was getting the ball, it was on these screens and everything, or when they were taking deep shots and Josh was a little bit off like he tends to be.
Yeah.
And it was just everything was a little bit disjointed and wrong. And that's just like CJ, like the little blurb there that Josh Allen said at the end is like, that's everything. Anytime CJ is breaking down a play, he's already at a more advanced level than that type of stuff.
Yes.
You know, it's just so it's two different worlds for Stephon Diggs.
That was good stuff, the Josh Allen right there. All right, the 8 at 8, the Ocho, 8 stories for you to get your day going. We do it coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.